drugs that I'm concerned with. One is cocaine. The other is marijuana. I've been with people and in the room and they'd be smoking, you know. Okay, now to snort cocaine, you have to take it and put it in a little spoon, put it in your nose and suck it up. And then you have to do the other nose because that side is jealous. And then you wiggle your nose. And then you worry all day if anybody can see the powder you left. This is an illegal drug, and therefore you are not sure of what you are getting. Yes, you will get high, I guess. It's snort, honk, snort, you know. And people who snort cocaine, usually the ones who never buy, you know, are always sitting there, snort, hark, the most, snort, hark. Well, I guess I'll have one before I go, snort, hark. I think I have one for next week, snort, hark. But you cannot get an assurance that it's going to be great. And if it isn't great, you cannot return it. See, pushers don't take back nothing bad, man. See, it's not like if you buy a piece of meat. If mom goes to the store and says, I want the pigs and take it home, and 2 hours later it's green, she'd take the meat back and throw it in the butcher's face. Splat! You old rotten son of a gun, you gave me some green meat, and the guy says, oh, my miss, I'm sorry. Here, wait, we'll make it up to you. Here, bring out the cow, George. Here, here's the whole cow. Take it home with you, ma'am, and we're sorry we gave you some green meat. It ain't like that. It ain't like that with a coke dealer. You buy some coke. Is it any good? Well, it's only stepped on once. And you take it home and open it up. And let's say he sold you some Babbo. And you go snark, hark, and then they talk, and your friend is saying, what's the matter?
Oh, nothing. There's nothing wrong with me. And then you get a little block up in the dentist. You have to go to the dentist and get it bought out.
And when you smoke grass, you work harder than any other person to get high. People who smoke grass work hard. First of all, they must suck in. Now, that brings about a conflict of interest within the body. The lungs don't want smoke in there, so they're trying to push it out. The brain wants to get high. It says, keep it in. Now, in order to keep the smoke in, all grass smokers make the same face. That's the face of a man holding the grass in. Now, the next sound that you hear is the sound of the smoke coming out. It's sneaking out through a hole made by the cocaine. The sound after that that you hear is of the grass smoker trying to get the smoke back. And so you hear... Now, all grass smokers love to share. So they must pass the joint. While passing, there's a lot of tapping going on because the grass smoker doesn't want to talk. And usually they're tapping somebody who's already ripped and can't feel them tapping them. So now the grass smoker must talk. He must talk quickly. So you hear the grass smoker say, now if you get 9 people on one joint, you got all them sounds in their room. Now you figure after all that hard work, these people would go out and do something important. No, they sit in a chair like this. And you say a simple thing like, how you doing? What? Watch it, man. I just flashed on something when you said that, man. Don't do that. You scare me, man. And when they smoke, they recognize things for the first time. The guy was, oh, man, the ground. Dope smokers support half of Disneyland. See, you don't know that. They love to get ripped and go to Disneyland. Oh, man, a giant mouse. What's happening, mouse? This your missus? Alcoholics do not support Disneyland because they think they're getting the DTs again. Watch it, Fred. There's a giant duck coming. Get the kerosene. We'll set him on fire. Get the paper towels ready for choking him to death. And the dog over there. And the cricket. Giant one. So I just say that, you know, a lot of it is just ridiculous, I guess.